Hallelujah,
in the name of our Lord, peace be with everybody.
很感谢神，我们能够再一次的在安息日在这里一起来聚会。
We thank God that we can once again worship God on the Sabbath day.
这是一个很有福的一个日子啊。
This is a very blessed day.
那也是一个神圣的日子。
And it is a day set by God.
那我们今天要来想一个题目，就是上午下我们来想那个约伯的家。
And today we will study the topic of the home of Job. We will study in the morning and afternoon.
那圣经里面以家当作一个单位的，譬如说大卫的家。
And we often think of home as a unit. For example, the home of David.
以色列家。
Or the house of Israel.
雅各家。
Or the house of Jacob.
都是一家一家的。
And they are houses.
那我刚来看到有妈妈带两小孩啦，或是爸爸妈妈带一些小孩啦，一家一家的来了。
And just now when I arrived, I saw parents bringing in their children with them. They arrive as a family. Families come together.
安息日是家的日子。
And Sabbath day is a day of the home or house.
那美国人就有什么感恩节嘛。
And Americans have Thanksgiving.
好像是这样，因为我不这个。有人问说，哎，德国有没有感恩节？
And somebody asked me, does Germany have Thanksgiving?
有没有？
Do they?
没有。
No, they don't.
听都没听过。
I've never heard of it before.
英国有没有感恩节？我们那边有一个神学生从英国来的。
And does the UK have Thanksgiving? We have a TTP student from the UK.
英国听到感恩节头都痛了。古时候了。
When they heard of Thanksgiving in the past, it would give them a headache.
感恩节是美国的感恩节，是从英国逃过来的那些人没有死掉啊，感恩。那
And so it is actually Americans who have Thanksgiving because they are thankful that they escaped from the British and they survived.
那我们来看出埃及记。
So let us look at Exodus.
今天是安息日啊。
Today is the Sabbath.
是很有福的日子。
It is a very blessed day.
第那个八节哈。第二十章
Chapter 20，
大家应该是有六日殷勤工作了，第九节
Verse 8 and verse 9，
安息日是圣日，所谓圣日
And the Sabbath day is a holy day，
要纪念，要遵守
You need to remember it and to observe it，
那六日要殷勤工作了
And 6 days you shall labor and do all your work，
大人除外，因为大人已经很工作了。我每次在德国的话，这边有青年嘛，哈。
And
你好。
There's many youths here.
你小学几年了？
What grade are you in elementary?
要六日要读书啊。
And that for the children, 6 days a week they need to study.
并且要殷勤呐。
And they have to be diligent.
安息日，你坐第一排是不错。
And since you're sitting in the front row, that's good.
我在讲你了。
I'm talking about you.
你们都一样好。明天星期天要，如果你成绩都没有，全每一科都要 A， 不然没有 A 的话，明天要读书。
And in all your classes,
照圣经讲要殷勤读书。
In all your classes, you should have an A. If you don't, then tomorrow on Sunday, then you still need to continue to study because according to the Bible, you need to work hard.
但爸爸妈妈如果说可以休息，听爸爸妈妈啊。如果爸爸妈妈说你成绩只是考一个。那 A minus 要明天读书就要读书，因为神也是这么说的。
And if your parents say you can rest, then you can take a break. But if your parents say you only have A minus, you need to study more, then you need to continue because the Bible says you need to do all your work.
好，所以不要忘记六日要劳碌做一切的工。
That 6 days you have to labor and do all your work.
但是你爸爸妈妈那个安息日不来，你就跟他说安息日要休息哦。
And if your parents don't want to come today, then you need to tell them you need to rest on the Sabbath day.
那第七日是向主你的神当守的安息日。
And this is a Sabbath day is of the Lord your God.
这是对神啊，不是对人。
It is kept towards God, not towards man.
好，那安息日是怎么样呢？
And what else about Sabbath?
你和你的儿女。
you and your children.
好，所以这个安息日是家的事。
So the Sabbath is a matter of the family.
啊，你们这边是好像是什么感恩节是家庭团聚，是不是？我不太知道。
And in Thanksgiving, I don't know that much about it, but it seems like the families gather together that day.
其实安息日是家庭团聚。
Actually, Sabbath is a time when the family gathers together.
所以当每次如果我看到哦，全家搭一辆车子来了，大大小小的，这才是很祝福的门徒的事情。
And whenever I see a whole family coming together in one car, all the old and young together, I feel like this is a very blessed thing.
这是一家一家的。
Because they are a household and a household coming together.
我们来看以弗所书。
Let us turn to Ephesians.
以弗所书第三章。
Ephesians chapter 3.
这里保罗讲到一个奥秘哈。
Here Paul talks about a mystery.
当然这个奥秘对我们来讲已经不是奥秘了。
But for us, this is no longer a mystery.
这个奥秘就是保罗讲，他很知道在以前的世代所没有启示出来的奥秘。
And Paul is talking about, by revelation, he's known to me the mystery.
现在他知道了。
And now he understands it.
那在使徒时代，这是真的很大的奥秘啊。
And in the apostolic times, it truly was a very great mystery.
第五节哈。
Verse 5.
这奥秘在以前的世代没有叫人知道。
Which in other ages was not made known to the sons of men.
就是说，在这之前呢，那个像但以理啦，那个以西结，他们都不知道的。
That means in the past, people like Daniel and Ezekiel, they didn't understand this mystery.
那像如今呢，借着圣灵启示他的那个圣使徒跟先知啦。
But as it has now been revealed by the Spirit to his holy apostles and prophets.
那这奥秘是什么呢？
What is this mystery?
对我们来讲很非常清楚嘛。
For us, it is very clear.
就是我们是从那个种族来讲，我们是外邦人嘛，外邦人来归入耶稣基督啦。
Which is that us, among the nations, we are considered Gentiles, that we should come and become a part of Christ.
所以外邦人在基督耶稣里借着福音得以同为后世，同为一体，同门应许。
That the Gentiles should be fellow heirs of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ through the gospel.
好，所以这是一个很大的奥秘。
So this is a great mystery.
对我们来讲，这是很明白的，我们也在当中享受。
And for us, it is something very clear, something that we are enjoying currently.
那保罗就又继续讲了哈。
And then Paul continues to say.
其实这个是第九节哈。
In verse 9.
这个是从历代以来隐藏在创造万物之神里面的奥秘啊。
That from the beginning of the ages, this mystery has been hidden in God.
那这接下来说是如何安排的
？And who has created all things through Jesus Christ?
你第十九节把它念完，念一次看看哈。
Verse 9, if you read it at the end, it says, "Who created all things through Jesus Christ?"
不是，你把经文全部念一次。
Oh, okay, verse 9. And to make all people see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the ages has been hidden in God who created all things through Jesus Christ.
这是一个安排哈。
This is something that God arranged.
如果你看第一章就知道，这就是所谓的救赎的经纶。
If you look at the second verse of the chapter, you see this is the dispensation of the grace of God.
来，我们来看十四节。
We look at verse 14.
在上面都知道了哈。
And here we know.
所以因此哈。
It says for this reason that we understand what is previous to this.
我在父面前屈膝。
I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
那十五节你念一下。
And verse 15, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named.
好，这是在这里中文是把它翻成天上地上的各家。
And from in Chinese, it translates as all the families in heaven and in earth.
也可以翻成全，然后如果希腊文叫 pasa 哈，全家。
But you can also translate it as whole, which is pasa in Greek.
来，我们来思考一下哈。
So let us consider.
从这里我们可以知道哈。
From this we know.
那个 刚刚我们所看到的外邦人在基督耶稣里
That the Gentiles who are within Christ
同为后世同为一体
They become
同得应许
The fellow heirs of the same body and partakers of his promise
所以在基督耶稣里我们是一家
So in Christ we are one family
很大的家
A very large family
从亚当一直到最后一个信徒
From Adam to the very last believer
这是耶稣的身体很大的一个家
This is the body of Christ, a very large family
那如果在往下推的话
And if you continue on
其实第十五节讲的是说天上地啊，天上地天上地上的各家或是全家
In verse 15 it says the whole family in heaven and earth or each of the families in heaven and earth
我们每个人都有一个家
Each one of us has a house
啊，这个家是要在基督里面的家
And this home, this family has to be part of Christ
我们再想一下哈、
哦。Let us consider.
小朋友应该受洗了嘛哈。
For the children who have been baptized.
应该像我的话，我是婴孩就受洗了。
For myself, I was baptized as a baby.
那从圣经的角度来看哈、哦。
And from the perspective of the Bible.
正常的，并且在传福音的话，一定是信而受洗。
If you, the usual method is that you believe and then you are baptized.
神的恩典白白给我们。
Because we receive the grace of God freely. 但是
你要用信来领受。
But you need to receive it through belief.
小孩子会信吗?
For children, can they believe?
好了，这就开始在神学上的一个争论。
And so this begins a debate within the theological realm.
很简单讲了哈。
Very simply put,
比如说马丁路德了哈。
For Martin Luther,
他说会信。
He would say they can believe.
亚米念哈，就是后来，譬如说卫斯理啊 ，John Wesley 啊，他说不会。
And for those later, like John Wesley, they say they cannot, they are unable to believe.
好，那谁对
？So who is correct?
好像鱼在河里面哈。
It is like a fish in a river.
你说啊，他很快乐。
And you can say, oh, he's very happy in the river.
另外一个说，你又不是鱼，你晓怎么晓得他在快乐
？And another person will say, you're not a fish. How do you know that the fish is happy?
有没有答案
？Do you have an answer for it?
没答案。
There's no answer.
马丁路德说他会信，只是你不知道。
Martin Luther says they are able to believe, but you just don't know it.
那个 John Wesley 他们说不会啦，小孩子根本就脑筋还没开，怎么信法
？And then John Wesley would say, "No, children, they're they haven't developed yet. How would they be able to believe?"
好了，所以你看，属于会信的，相信小孩子会信的，他们就跟小孩子洗礼。
And so for those who believe that their children can believe, then they would baptize with their children.
那至少他们长大之后，他说哦，来，他们到十二三岁，他们有一个坚信体，说哦，他已经自己可以信了。
And then when they are grown up, so they're 12 or 13, then they have a time when they show that they are able to believe on their own.
那浸信会呢？
And then what about
或是卫理公会，就是 Baptist
the Baptist Church.
他们不给小孩子洗礼的。
They do not allow children to be baptized.
好，那这是神学，他们在吵嘛，争吵。
And so this is a debate or argument within theology.
那我们呢？
And for ourselves.
其实我们不是这边，也不是那边。
Actually, we are not on one side or the other.
要看到圣经里面讲什么。
We see what the Bible says.
我们。从头开始来想哈。
Start from the beginning to think about it.
神的救恩是一致的。
The salvation of God is one.
从创世一直到结束。
From beginning to the end.
我们那来那个虽然亚当犯罪哈。
Even though Adam sinned.
亚当有不一样的他的身份跟地位。
Adam had a different status.
从罪恶来讲的话
，in terms of when you look at from perspective of sin，
就是罪从一人入了世界。
Sin entered the world through one person。
那这我们如果以这个观点来看，那个亚当就是把罪带进入到世界的所谓的第一个亚当。
So if you look at it from this perspective, Adam is the one of through whom the sin entered the world. He is the first Adam.
但是如果在救赎的观点来看亚当的话
if you look at Adam from the perspective of salvation,
亚当是第一个人、哦、
Adam is the first person.
神给他取名叫人称他为人、哦、
And God called him man.
那这个人就是有神的样子跟形象
And he had the own image and likeness of God.
这就创世纪一章二十六二十七节所讲的
This is in Genesis chapter 1 verse 26 and 27.
这是神的创造
This is the creation of God.
那我们看第五章
Let us look at chapter 5.
创世纪第五章这里所讲的亚当跟那个什么罪从一人入世界那个亚当是不一样的层面来看的
In Genesis chapter 5, Adam is seen as a different perspective than the one who brought the sin into the world.
这里是亚当是有神样子形象的亚当
And from here, Adam is the one that was made in the likeness of God.
我们看第五章第一节
Let us look at chapter 5 verse 1.
这里写亚当的后代
Here it talks about the genealogy of Adam.
记载在下面
It follows this.
那这个亚当的后代用什么的观点来记得呢
And how are the genealogy of Adam remembered from what perspective?
下面说当神造人的日子是照着自己的样式造的
In the day that God created man, he made him in the likeness of God.
这里讲创造这个是造是创造从无到有的创造
And here it talks about how God created man He made man from nothing into something
所以神的样子形象是创造出来的神创造然后加在亚当的身上
So the fact that man has the likeness of God was something created by God and placed on Adam
那第二节
Verse
2并且那个造男造女在他们被造日子神赐福给他们称他们为人
He created them male and female and blessed them and called them mankind in the day they were created
好这下面就是亚当的有神样子形象的亚当的后代
And following this is the genealogy of Adam who has the likeness of God
那我们看第三节
Let's look at verse 3
那亚当就活到130岁了
And Adam lived 130 years
生了一个儿子了
And begot a son
下面说形象样式和自己相似
Here it says a son in his own likeness
他的样子形象是谁给的
After his image. And so who is the one that gives this likeness and image?
是神创造的。
It was created by God.
好，所以他的儿子的样子形象像亚当。
So the son's likeness and image was like Adam.
亚当的样子形象是神创造的。
And the likeness of Adam was created by God.
所以创世纪第五章其实所记载的就是神样子形象的传承
So what is recorded in Genesis chapter 5 is actually the passing down of the likeness of God.
他们一生做什么
What did they do in their entire lives?
就是把这个神的样子形象传下去。
What they did was to pass down the likeness of God.
用当时的话来讲就是生儿养女。
If we put it in today's words, they basically had children.
你没有生了养你怎么传下去
if you do not give birth and to raise your children, how would you pass down the likeness?
所以每一个人都一样的。
So every person is the same.
就是生了养你。
You beget children and then you raise them.
就死了。
And then you die.
也就是说把神的样子形象传下去就离开世界了。
After you have passed down the likeness of God, then you leave this world.
当他们一生可能做很多很有意义的事情啊，或是发明很多什么东西啊。
Throughout their lives, they may have done many meaningful things and invented things.
这个就跟这个生儿养女比起来就小 case， 所以就不记载了。
But compared to the fact that they gave birth to children in the likeness of God, they did not mention record in the Bible because it's a small case.
这个生儿养女不是说你孩子生一百个就叫做生儿养女啊。
To beget children, does not just mean that you just, have 100 children and then you're done.
而是你这个孩子有没有神的样子形象，这个是重要的啦。
What is most important is whether that your child has the likeness of God.
对，这是，所以这样的一个传承呢。
So this type of passing down.
就是是以家谱一个人，然后呢一个家。
And it is it is each person has a family.
当然这里没有说亚当结婚啊什么，但是你读了就知道他已经结婚了，没有结婚怎么会生小孩？
Here it does not mention directly that Adam was married, but you know from reading it that he was married, or else how could he have children?
那创世纪到第十章哈。
And then in Genesis chapter 10,
就是那个挪亚之后。
After Noah,
分成三支哈。
There were three families.
那你如果看第十章，你会想象到这个就是人类历史的记载方式。
And in chapter 10, you can see that this is recorded on the history of man.
如果你有学过语言学，就是语言的那个理论来源有两种，一种就是那个中谱的，就是从一发展出来的，好像一个树一样的。
So if you've studied linguistics and when they talk about the passing down of generations, there's one method which starts with one person, which is like a tree coming down from that person.
那有一种是波浪理论，就是 wave theory.
And the second is wave theory.
就是同时有几个，然后呢，他们互相影响。
And then they at the same time there are different people and they influence each other.
第十章其实都可以看出来的哈。
In chapter 10 we can see.
但是如果我们看到十一章
，If we look at chapter 11,
第十节
，verse 10,
从撒的后代
，This is the genealogy of Shem,
又开始生了养女了
，And he starts to beget children.
好，那从第五章的亚当的后代哈
，Starting from the genealogy of Adam in chapter 5,
亚当传了第十代
，After the 10th generation passed down from Adam,
到了挪亚。
It comes to Noah.
那时代，那挪亚的时候，那个闪又开始。
And then in the time of Noah, then the genealogy of Shem begins.
又过了时代。
And then after another 10 generations.
那这个生命的家谱就是谁生谁，生了养女，到第二个时代就断了。
This genealogy of who begets who, breaks in the second generation.
因为到十一章的时候
，because in chapter 11,
就是闪在传十代就传到亚伯拉罕。
Because Shem, has 10 generations, and it comes to Abraham.
那到亚伯拉罕的时候，创世纪十二章二十九节。
And then in Genesis chapter 12, verse 9, when it comes to Abraham.
然后呢，到三十节
，until verse 30,
亚伯拉罕生不出小孩。
Abraham cannot give birth to children.
也就是说，这个生命家谱到这个时候就断掉，就生不下去了，就没有了。
In chapter 11, after he cannot have children, then therefore the genealogy breaks.
好了，神用另外一种方法。
And so God uses a different method.
用选召的。
He uses choosing, election.
亚伯拉罕没有孩子啊。
And so Abraham does not have children.
神从万民中把他拣选出来。
And God chooses him among all the nations.
那拣选完之后
，After God has chosen him，
先拣选
，First he chooses，
然后再应许给他小孩。
Then he promises him that he will give him children.
所以应许在先，拣选在先，然后呢，对亚伯来讲，再给他一个生小孩，就是生了养女的这个应许。
So first the choosing comes first and then he promises him that he will give him children.
So 所以从亚伯拉罕之后呢
？So after Abraham,
那个亚伯拉罕的后代就有双重的那个家谱的那个内涵意义了。
Then the family or genealogy of Abraham has a double meaning.
一个就是选民的后代。
One is that it is the chosen people.
并且呢，在选民当中又是生命家谱的传承。
Right. Also within these chosen people of God, they are also passing down life through the generations. Right.
所以，如果你那个看创世纪十二章之后
，So if you look at chapter Genesis chapter 12 and on，
就写的比较确切了，比较精细了。
And then it starts to go into more detail.
他们一定会生儿养女。
That each one of them will beget children.
那最后一定是每一代亚伯兰、以撒、雅各都一样的，会那个年纪老迈，气绝而死，归到他的列祖。
And then for each one of them, for Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, once they breathe their last, then they will return to their fathers.
譬如说我们看那个亚伯拉罕啊,
Let us look at Abraham, for example.
25章嘛,
Chapter 25.
那个25章七节啊。
Chapter 25, verse 7.
亚伯兰的一生然后呢是175岁。
The sum of the years of Abraham's life was 175 years.
然后呢他就瘦高年迈。
And then he became old.
然后气绝而死。
He breathed his last and died.
不一样在哪里？
And then what is the difference?
那就归到他列祖。
He was gathered to his people.
那列祖在哪里?
Where are his people?
这列祖就是生命家谱的从亚当传下来的这个。
And this genealogy, this people is the passing down of life through the genealogy of Adam.
而不是讲的在大河那边拜偶像的加勒底地啊。
It is not within the people who worship idols in the land.
好，所以我们来看创世纪十七章。创世纪十七章。
Let us look at Genesis chapter 17.
神真正跟亚伯兰立约哈。
And here, God makes a covenant with Abraham.
神十七章第一节哈。
Chapter 17, verse 1.
亚伯兰已经九十九了。
Abraham is 99 years old.
要一百了哈。
He is almost 100.
神跟他显现。
And then God appears to him.
神跟他说。
And he says,
我是全能的神。
I am the Almighty God.
全能的神，所以要求他要做完全的人。
So he asked him to be blameless.
好，全能的神跟完全的人常常在圣经是结合在一起的。
Often in the Bible, we see that when God says he is almighty, it is connected to being blameless.
好，那如果你是完全的人。
If you are a blameless person.
神就说，我就跟你立约了。
Then God says, I will make a covenant with you.
那立约做什么呢
？And what will the covenant do?
使你的后裔极其繁多。
That will and will multiply you exceedingly.
好，那这个不是说你小孩多就是啊。刚刚我们讲过，一定要神的样子形象的。
It is not just in the number of children that you have, because earlier we mentioned they have to be in the likeness of God.
啊，那如果你是亚伯拉罕
，And if you are Abraham,
你怎么办
？What would you do?
你想说，主啊，给我一点机会，我好去回去好好灵修啊。
And we say, God, give me a chance. When I go home, I will go back and cultivate myself well.
那我们也会想到，完全就是要思想完全、眼目完全、口完全、耳朵完全、行为完全，对不对？那你有一天到你完全的时候，你也是回天家了。
And then, or when we think about being blameless, you have to be blameless in your actions, in your words, and everything. So by the time you finally reach that goal of being blameless, then you've already, it's time for you to leave this earth.
立不到约了，等不到立约，你已经先走了。
You would, not be able to have a covenant, make a covenant with God before you reach that level of blamelessness.
全能的神哦。
The Almighty God.
全能神说他什么都可以做。
Almighty God means he can do anything.
他要求你要完全。
If he asks you to be blameless,
要学亚伯拉罕。
Then you should learn from Abraham.
怎么办?
What do you do?
这就是马上完全。
This is immediate blamelessness.
那马上神会跟你立约。
And immediately God will make a covenant with you.
我们来看那个神说你做完全人我就跟你立约对不对
And here we see God said that walk before me and be blameless and I will make a covenant with you.
那会使你的后裔极其繁多啊。
And will multiply you exceedingly.
我们知道他现在一个小孩都没有啊。
We know at this point he does not even have one child.
我们看第三节。
Let us look at verse 3.
亚伯兰一句话都没有讲。
Then Abraham did not speak even a word.
第三节。
Verse
3. 二话不说的亚伯兰就俯伏在地。
Without speaking one word, Abraham fell to his face.
趴在地上了。
He fell to the ground.
然后呢神就对他说。
And then God said to him.
第四节。
Verse 4.
我与你立约。
That, behold, my covenant is with you.
从结果可以看到亚伯兰完全了。
And so from the result, we can see that Abraham was made blameless.
亚伯兰做什么完全
What did Abraham do to become blameless?
俯伏在地
He fell to the ground.
不是伏在人面前啊，趴在神的面前你就完全。
Do not fall before other people, but if you fall before the face of God, then you will be blameless.
这叫做伏在地完全法。
And this is the method of becoming made blameless by falling to the ground.
不是回去挣扎，不是回去要这样要那样写一个励志的那个表贴在床旁边，早上起来要祷告一个小时，晚上睡觉一个小时，不要骂人，不要生气。
It is not by going home and telling yourself, I'm going to do this or that. I'm going to make a determination and post this paper by my bed telling me that I'm going to pray 1 hour in the morning and 1 hour before I sleep.
也不是回去,
and I won't yell at other people.
也不是回去读了很多的励志的东西。
It is not by going home and reading many things that you have determined.
俯伏在神面前。
It is to fall before the face of God.
完完全全的在全能的神的面前。
To completely
投降了。
Surrender,
降服了，依靠了。
To completely submit and rely totally on God.
然后那神跟他立什么约？
And then what kind of covenant did God make with him?
割礼。
A circumcision.
这割礼不是他而已啊。
And the circumcision was not only for himself.
凡是属于他的人。
But all those who belong to him.
所以这是。
To his household.
这个是所谓的救赎的拣选跟生命的约的结合的开始。
And so this is the beginning of the combination between election and the covenant.
所以这就是割礼之家。
And so this is through circumcision.
也就是亚伯拉罕的家。
Of the household of Abraham.
我们来看十八章哈。
Let us look at chapter 18.
割礼之后呢，当然亚伯拉罕也接待了神，也接待了天使了哈。
After the circumcision, then Abraham hosted the angels and the Lord.
亚伯兰就跟神当成朋友了哈。
And he became a friend of God.
朋友要走了，就跟他送行了。
And so when your friend is leaving, then you will send them off.
就是要送他们一程嘛哈。
And to send them off.
这是第十六节。
Which is in verse 16.
十八章十六节嘛。
Chapter 18, verse 16.
那朋友嘛，所以就不可以藏一些东西啊。
And because between friends, you cannot hide anything.
所以不可以瞒着亚伯拉罕了哈。
Then, so therefore, God could not hide anything from Abraham.
好，那神第十八节哈。
And verse 18.
神要祝福他，他被成为强大的国。
God would make Abraham a great and mighty nation.
地上的万国也都必因他得福啊。
And all the nations of the earth will be blessed in him.
那神要眷顾他。
And God will watch over him.
为了什么呢？
For what reason?
为要叫他吩咐他的众子和他的眷属遵守神的道啦。
In order that he may command his children and his household after him to keep the way of the Lord.
所以亚伯拉罕是一个家的，就是拣选还有神的生命的家谱的结合的，亚伯拉罕的家是一个最先开始的。
And so Abraham is the first who is of the chosen people of God and also of the genealogy of life that is passed down.
所以家对一个人很重要。
And so home is very important to each person.
小朋友一定有一个家的啦。
Yeah, every child has a home.
那个，这里我也看看有小孩、大人啊，有老有少。
Here we see children, we see elderly, and we see the young.
那个家庭一直在成立哈。
And families continue to be established.
你二十几岁、三十岁结婚了，你是一家的家的主人呐。
When you become married around 20 or 30, then you become a member of a new household that you establish.
你的家不是只是在社会上。
And your house is not only in the society.
而是更重要的是在神的大家，耶稣基督里面的大家，你这个家是怎么样的家。
Most importantly is what type of household are you within the big family of Christ?
我们刚刚已经看到那个以弗所书那个家，天上地上各家或是全家。
Earlier we saw in Ephesians that all the households are in heaven and on earth.
那个是在救赎里面讲出来的。
And that is from the perspective of salvation.
我们常常讲那个要全家去什么归族啦，其实 这个是包含在这个里面的。
And we often mention that your entire household should come to the Lord, and this is included within this.
尤其刚刚成家的，或是你的小孩还没有结婚的哈。
Or for those who are just establishing their family, or have not, your children have not yet been married.
你是这个家的很重要的，就像亚伯拉罕一样哈。
You are very important to your family, just like Abraham.
你看那个罗德哈。
If we look at Lot,
罗德从圣经来看，他是一个有异心、有为人又担忧的，但是他是行动软弱的义人啊。
We see that Lot, he had a good heart, but he was very weak, in terms of his actions.
他的伯母为他祷告啊。
Abraham prayed for him.
然后呢，神很看重亚伯拉罕啊。
And God, highly esteemed Abraham.
那神就救这个罗德。
So therefore, God saved Lot.
他连他的女儿都救了。
And even his children, his daughter.
所以这个父亲很重要的。
And so therefore, a father is very important.
然后亚伯兰之后呢？
After this,
在圣经里面就一家一家。
After Abraham, then the Bible mentions families by household.
那如果我们想到以利的家，
and we think of the household of Eli.
是。结果是悲惨的。
It was a very tragic ending.
实在是，虽然他是祭司啊。
Even though he was a priest.
所以，当然我每次如果想到以利家，我就会想到自己啊。
And so whenever I think of Eli's family, I would think of myself.
我有一阵子有两个儿子。
For a period of time, I had two sons.
有时候在德国人很少嘛，我两个儿子坐在那里说，啊。以利有两个儿子是恶人，不要你们这两个儿子不要让你爸爸怎么样老的时候死得很难过啊。
And in Germany we don't have that many people, and so when I had only two sons at that time, I would tell them that you two sons don't let your dad end his life in sorrow like Eli.
后来又生了一个儿子，然后有三个儿子了。
Then I had another son and I had three sons.
我想说不要像那个亚撒龙，亚撒龙有三个儿子啊，说亚撒龙之家有没有？亚撒龙住啊，如果现在去以色列会不会看到我就不知道了。
And then,
亚撒龙有立一个柱子，就是亚撒龙住，亚撒龙之家。
And then, once I had three sons, then I said, okay, let me not be like Absalom, who had three sons, for Absalom had erected a pillar or monument for himself.
那亚撒龙死得更惨了。
And Absalom died even worse of a death.
但是也不可以这样说了，我想到亚撒龙就感谢主，没有头发也不错。
And then when I think of Absalom, thank God I don't have hair, it's pretty nice to not have hair.
我如果是亚撒龙，如果像他那种情况，只是头皮擦破，
if it was,
擦到树枝嘛，头皮擦破不会说掉在那里。
If I had been in the situation that Absalom was in, I would just have had the top of my head have been scraped against the tree, but I wouldn't have been hung.
那大卫家就不错。
But the household of David was a good one.
如果是他子孙来讲的话，
if we look at his descendants,
像那个所罗门啊。
For example, Solomon.
他老的时候老糊涂啊。
And when he was old, he became dull.
神本来要惩罚，要让他国位离开他。
God was going to punish him to take his kingdom away from him.
但是神说，看你爸爸的脸啊。
But God said, but because I remember
圣经没有这样讲了，圣经是说哈，要让大卫的灯仍然存留。
According to the Bible, it said that God wanted to allow the light of David to continue to shine.
爸爸点灯啊。
And because his father's light.
爸爸虽然死了。
Even though the father had died.
但是爸爸的灯还是照亮着孩子。
But the light of the father was still there, shining on the children.
但是那个所罗门是有悔改的啦。
But Solomon did repent.
所以那个传道书啊，人家说是他的悔改的书了。你如果爸爸的灯照在那里，你还是不回头，还是会灭亡的。
So they say Ecclesiastes is a book of his repentance. Because your father's light still shines upon you, if you do not turn back, you will still be destroyed.
好，所以我们要用这样的一个想法，我们今天跟下午一样，我们来看约伯的家。
And so with all of this concept about family or household, we will study the household of Job.
我们每次想到约伯，就想到啊苦难，对不对
？Whenever we think of Job, we think of suffering.
那约伯一生，约伯活多久啊
？And the whole life of Job was how many years？
啊，我们来看一下约伯记哈。
Let us turn to the book of Job.
约伯记我们看42章
Let us turn to Job chapter 42
16节
Verse 16
之后约伯又活了140年
After this Job lived 140 years
得见他的儿孙直到四代
And saw his children and grandchildren for four generations
好第17节
Verse 17
这样约伯年既老迈日子满足而死
So Job died old and full of ages old and full of days
如果你看他的结果
If we look at his result or his conclusion
我们在这之前我们看那个创世纪第五章这个其实是跟第五章那个家谱是同样形式的。
What we had studied before in Genesis chapter 5, this is in the same format as the genealogy there.
好，那我们就来用这个来想约伯。
So we look at Job from this perspective.
我们今天不要把今天呢，我不把这个重点放在他的苦难苦哈哈的。每次讲到约伯就是苦难苦哈哈，好像约伯一生都一直在长疮，然后呢，哀哀叫。
So today we will study Job not from the perspective of his suffering. Usually when we think of suffering, we always think of him in pain, as if his whole life he had boils on his body.
此后
，But after this，
就是他从苦。被掳啊，被从苦境中转回来了。
After he came out of his suffering,
加倍的财产的祝福。
And God blessed him double.
完全的儿女们的在一起。
And he was together, restored with his children.
约伯那个时代离我们现在好远了，但是他是有现代人啊，其实有的现代人还没有的那个开明跟那个什么，的家庭生活。
Even though Job is very long ago, he has a family life that many of us today may not have.
他享受了140年啊。
He enjoyed 140 years.
其实你想他苦难一点点而已啊。
And so if you think about his period of suffering, it was very short in comparison.
你想有多久？
How long do you think it was?
这个下午你想等一下吃饭想一想然后我们下午再来谈嘛。
You can think about it while you're eating lunch today and we can talk more about it in the afternoon.
那当然可以啦有时候我们受了一点苦小时候受苦啦就是说没有鞋子没有穿鞋子的日子上学年纪比较大的就是去上学没有鞋子穿嘛。那讲一生啊讲到儿子孙子如果当曾祖父了还讲给那个什么听啊其实没有几年而已啊。啊你那个苦啊讲到好像你一生都在受苦。
And so, sometimes it's okay to suffer for a bit when you're young. For example, for the elderly, they talk about how when they were young, they had no shoes and when they walked to school. And then they tell their children and then their grandchildren and all the generations as if it seemed like they were suffering this way their whole life.
约伯记第一章第二章
Let us turn to...
我们如果看约伯是第一章第二章
If we look at Job chapter 1 and chapter 2.
对这是他的约伯的他的家
This is talking about the house of Job.
约伯这个人
And Job as a person.
好了，他的苦难从什么时候开始
And when did his suffering begin?
约伯在讲他苦难
When did Job start talking about his suffering?
从第三章才开始
It doesn't start until chapter 3.
这是种回想的，被人家逼的，那讲出来的。
And it is because he was forced through other people to speak these words.
然后呢，最后其实他那个42章之后，
and then after,
就这一章
After in Job chapter 42,
就是第二章之后到第四十二章，这个多长啊？
So between chapter 2 to chapter 4 of Job, how long of a period of time was this?
多长?
How long?
一年?
1 year?
想一想。
Think about it.
那我们要看他一家。
And now we're going to look at his household. 约伯
的家。
The house of Job.
这是该享受的。
It is something to be enjoyed.
也该学习的。
And something for us to learn from.
我们也会度过的。
And something that we will pass through ourselves.
因为在神的大家里面，
Because in the big family of Jesus Christ,
我们每个人都是像以弗所书所讲的，第三章十五节，我们在救恩里面，天上地上的各家。
Because all of us, as is mentioned in Ephesians chapter 3 verse 15, we are all part of the whole family in heaven and earth.
我们让小孩子洗礼
When we have our children be baptized,
是因为你这个家是在门恩的家。
It is because you are a household that has received grace.
因为这是应许。
And this is a promise.
所以你把孩子带去洗礼。
So you bring your children to be baptized.
其实就是神应许之下的这个小孩是在灵里面，你要有给他有神的样子形象。
Within the promise of Jesus Christ, you need to give your child the likeness of God.
那经过洗礼
，and through baptism,
罪赦
，then sin is forgiven.
他就有成为新人了，有神的样子形象。
Then they become a new person that has the likeness of God.
那你要把他养长大。
And then you have to raise them to grow up.
其实我们当父母的一生最大最大的你的责任是什么？
As a parent, what is your greatest responsibility through your entire life?
不是给小孩子留下一个很多的产业。
It is not to leave for your children a great inheritance.
不是一个王国。
It is not a kingdom.
也不是一个大企业的集团。
It is not a big company that you leave behind.
那个是，如果你这样想的话，那是离开神面的该隐的思想。
If you think in this way, then you are thinking in the manner of Cain who left the presence of God.
该隐杀了他弟弟之后，
After Cain killed his brother Abel,
就是被神放逐了，被神离开神的面了。
Then he left the face of God.
他离开神的面之后，
After he left the face of God,
没有神了，
he did not have God.
他只好拼命在世上了。
So therefore, he could only work, strive very hard in this world.
该隐一生做什么？
Cain's lifetime, what did he do?
建造一座城。
He built a city.
用这个城呢，用他的儿子的名来取名字。
And then he named the city after his son.
就把他的事业传下去。
So he passed down what he had built.
他的生命是在他的事业。
And so his life is in his career.
在他的成就。
And his accomplishments.
用这个一代传一代。
And this is what they passed down from generation to generation.
这是离开神面的人，他们除了这个之外还能做什么呢？
This is for those who have left the presence of God. Besides doing this, what else do they have?
有神样子形象的人。
Those who have the image of God.
他们世上也可以很大的成就，你也可以盖两座城啊。
They could also have great accomplishments. They could build two cities.
但是不要忘记你的从神那边领受的样子形象有没有传下去。
But don't forget, is the likeness and the image that you see from God, have you passed it down?
如果有的话，
If you have,
你就成功了。
Then you have been successful.
我们再来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn together.
唱这个诗呢，我们那个副歌等一下就是这个副歌等一下我们祷告完之后就是唱这个。
We will sing this hymn, and after our prayer, we will sing the chorus of this hymn.
Oh, 满家庭，寂寞岁月伴我行，家乡是如同年轻情，寄浮现在我心，啊归泪泪泪在前，如潮涌入我心田，寂静深夜思绪回旋，过往见证在眼前，寂静深夜思绪回旋，昔日往事涌心田，
起来祷告。
Let us pray together.